This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India is celebrating National Space Day today. The country observes the day to commemorate the historic soft landing of Chandrayaan-3 on the lunar South Pole in 2023, making India the first country to achieve the feat. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while sharing a video on social media, said, "In the new global order, India is continuously expanding its space sector." Mr. Modi said that India's space sector is a magnet for global investors. He said that India has resolved to become a developed nation by 2047, and the space sector will play a pivotal role in realizing this vision. The Prime Minister also noted that India's private space talent is creating its own unique identity across the world. Prime Minister Modi today said that space sector startups have shown their trust in the government. During an interaction with the startup CEOs of the space sector, Mr. Modi urged the CEOs to remain consistent in their efforts and build a robust space sector ecosystem capable of attracting talent from across the world.
दुनिया भारत के स्टार्टअप को खोजती होगी भाई कौन है इसमें क्योंकि एक जब ब्रेक थ्रू होता है तो तुरंत लोगों का ध्यान जाता है बहुत लोगों को हमें जोड़ना है हमें ऐसा एक ऑरा खड़ा कर देना चाहिए कि इस फील्ड में दुनिया भर के लोगों की जिंदगी बनानी है हिंदुस्तान जाओ भारत की कोई स्टार्टअप से जुड़ जाओ भारत की कोई स्पेस एजेंसी से जुड़ जाओ मैं पक्का मानता हूं जी पूरा टैलेंट पूल जो है एक मैग्नेट की तरह आपके कारण हम खींच सकते हैं
On the occasion, Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has recalled the historic success of Chandrayaan-3. In a social media post, Dr. Singh remembered the moment on the 23rd of August 2023, when Chandrayaan-3 successfully landed on the moon's south polar region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will undertake a two-day official visit to Russia beginning today. The minister will co-chair the 27th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and exchange perspectives on regional and global issues. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will participate in the Bhumi Pujan ceremony in Kolkata today for five facilities of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited and Yantra India Limited at Garden Reach. An interaction session with the MSMEs at the Garden Reach Bhavan will be held after the foundation stone laying ceremony. Defence Minister will witness the final of the Durand Cup between East Bengal FC and Mohun Bagan Supergiant at Yuva Bharati Krirangan later in the day. Tensions between Washington and Tehran have escalated further after US President Donald Trump again shared an image that depicts the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz as new U.S. territory. The latest post follows Trump's earlier sharing of the identical graphic on the 18th of this month. Mr. Trump had previously floated the prospect of claiming jurisdiction over the waterway. Iran had reiterated that the crucial maritime corridor will remain closed unless the United States alters its stance. A Panama-flagged cargo ship with 24 crew members, mostly Chinese on board, sank in the Bay of Bengal yesterday. Officials said the ship sank about 240 nautical miles off the Odisha coast. 20 of the crew members on the ship, MV Ocean Winner, were Chinese, 3 Myanmarese and 1 Bangladeshi. The ship was heading to Singapore, carrying 72,100 million tons of iron ore fines from Odisha. Indian Coast Guard and the Indian Navy have launched a rescue operation. So far, 2 persons have been rescued from the waters. The IMD has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Odisha and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall conditions at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, coastal Karnataka, East Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand today. And in cricket, India were 110 for 2 against host Sri Lanka on day 1 in the second and final test of the series in Colombo when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.